your designated driver on the highway to health. Dr. Bob Martin is on the Better Health Network.
Careful, the health talk show you're about to enjoy is extremely hot. It's the Dr. Bob Martin Show.
Dr. Bob, I love it when you talk healthy to me.
Government, I really am here to help you out with your health. This is a place where special, like-minded people gather each week to discuss issues and ask important questions related to our most precious possession. That's good health. I'm glad you decided to join us today. Welcome. Welcome to this hour of the Dr. Bob Martin Show. Now, you're invited to help me help you right here, right now, by calling into the program with a health question or health concern that you have about yourself or somebody else. Our toll-free number into the show is 1-888-553-7262. 888-55-DR-BOB. 1-888-553-7262. Now, we'll get back to more of your phone calls and questions, open line health questions, in just a little bit. But I wanted to start out this hour talking about this breaking news that many of you read about already. Some of you haven't. Some of you have heard about this. We have talked about this drug on this program many times because it is problematic. But it's one of those deals where you have to weigh up the benefit versus risk. Benefit-risk package, or the ratio of that, is weighed up in everything in life, including decisions that you make related to your most precious possession, your health. Now, it's good that we have analgesic drugs available to human beings to swallow. It's a good thing because it helps to relieve suffering. It can improve quality of life. It can buy you some time. All of that. I get that. I understand that. The trauma happens. Gravity happens. Stuff happens, as the bumper sticker says. But when you learn that a first line of treatment for medical guidelines that has been around for 60 years in treating back pain, in doctors suggesting the treatment of acetaminophen, the active ingredient in Tylenol, when they have recommended patients take that drug for back pain for 60 years, because Tylenol and the active ingredient acetaminophen was marketed 60 years ago. And 100 million Americans ingest acetaminophen for a variety of reasons every year. One has to wonder what is going on when you see new information just out that says that acetaminophen is no better than a fake pill or a placebo or a sugar pill for back pain, yet it has been a standard of medical practice to recommend people taking this drug as a first line of treatment for back pain. What's that tell you about the deficiency in the sick care system we have in the United States? Since 70 to upwards of 80% of all adults will have lower back pain at some point in our lives. And most are told to take acetaminophen in some manner. Yet it doesn't work any better than a fake pill. So you see how strong placebo is, but there has never been much research to support the recommendation in the first place for taking acetaminophen or Tylenol for back pain. And now, 60 years later, a large, rigorous scientific trial has found that acetaminophen works no better than placebo or a fake or sham treatment for back pain. And here, you have people, I call them sheeple, that won't do anything unless it's involved with a drug for any health condition. In other words, they go, oh, yeah, I don't believe in this. I don't believe in that. I don't believe in vitamins. I don't believe in acupuncture. I don't believe in exercise. I don't believe in chiropractic. I don't believe in massage therapy. I believe in Tylenol. I believe in acetaminophen. Bring it. More the better. And yet, these same sheeple, these mindless people that are not only closed-minded but empty-headed, will swallow a drug which is capable of poisoning their liver. And trust me when I say Tylenol is killing Americans, killing one after another. In this particular report, it says, our results illustrates the problems in relying on that indirect evidence when setting guidelines. This according to Dr. Christopher Williams, a researcher from George Institute for Global Health in Sydney, Australia, lead author of the new study published in the prestigious medical journal The Lancet. The three-month study on acetaminophen found no differences among the groups in recovery time, people who had back pain in recovery time, pain, disability, function, symptoms changes, and sleep quality of life. And yet, it has been standard medical practice, a first line. I mean, no, you know, this is just malpractice now. I mean, it's gotten to that point where if a patient comes in with back pain and a doctor is foolish enough to recommend acetaminophen for back pain, it's malpractice, in my opinion. Tylenol is a good drug when used appropriately. You get no argument out of me, but for back pain, it's terrible. Terrible. And did you know that if you give a child acetaminophen, they have a 5 times higher rate of asthma compared to other children, just taking one singular dose per month. And then you will have parents saying, yeah, my kid's asthmatic. I need to keep them on the asthmatic drugs. And yet the Tylenol that they're giving them to shut up at night when they're complaining of any ache or pain, they'll give them the liquid cherry Tylenol or the strawberry Tylenol liquid or the orange Tylenol, as though they're giving them a glass of orange juice. I have experienced this myself with young parents. Why do they do it? Well, it's very simple. They're told to do it. Why do they do it? They've heard of the commercial on television. They're drones. They do what people tell them rather than performing due diligence. During the last decade, more than 1,500 Americans died after accidentally taking too much of acetaminophen. And acetaminophen is one of the nation's most popular painkillers. And countless tens of thousands of people have been hospitalized, of course, for taking acetaminophen, some as directed, some combined with alcohol or some other drugs, which is very bad to do. This is a drug where every single swallow that you do, you're going to kill some liver tissue. It's going to happen. It doesn't matter. But it's a drug that just absolutely won't work for back pain. Never has. Now, I know there are people who will argue with that. They'll say, no, I took the extra strength and my back pain went away in 40 minutes. I was good to go. I get that. It probably does work on some people. But in this study, in this very large, well-constructed study, of people, they just did not find. They did not find any results were giving acetaminophen. And now, of course, this drug has a black box warning on it, too, after decades of handing this drug out for to adults and recommending adults. You know, they brag about it. Well, we do acetaminophen. We do more the most prescribed drugs in hospital because it won't give you any stomach ulcers or bleeding like aspirin or ibuprofen. So acetaminophen's safe. So in other words, the message is there. If you take aspirin or ibuprofen or some other drug, you may bleed or have a heart attack. But if you take acetaminophen, nothing's going to happen. You're just going to be fine. You're going to be better. What are you doing? You're deficient in acetaminophen. Why aren't you taking it anyway? That's the message. So wise up on this. Any drug you take has the potential to harm you. Any single drug. There's not a single drug on the planet that doesn't have some potential adverse side effect associated with it. Not one. Except homeopathic medicines. There's a whole other class. But I'm talking about drugs here, not medicines. There's a big distinction between the two. These are synthetic drugs. And in as much as they can help some people, you have to be wary of them. You have to be doing the most conservative thing first. This may not be that. All right, we're coming back with your phone calls and your questions after this. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Dr. Bob Martin Show. In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
Disruptive may be just another overused buzzword, but disruptions in business like network downtime, data loss, social media abuse, and limited bandwidth are downright disruptive. For businesses large or small, Barracuda Networks offers powerful, affordable, yet easy to implement content security, application delivery, and data protection solutions, all designed to prevent disruptions and simplify IT. For an online demo or to try any of our security or storage solutions risk-free for 30 days, visit barracuda.com/disruptive.
We're having a baby, so we gotta find a house.
Using Realtor.com put the process in my hands.
Realtor.com is the most accurate home search site.
Accuracy matters.
The Realtor shows me things I wouldn't normally find on my own.
We worked with a Realtor who he knew the area.
A Realtor made sure that we were the first ones in the door when a new house came onto the market.
There's no way I could have gotten through this process without him.
Realtor.com and Realtors. Together, we make home happen. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Geico Motorcycle presents Reflections from the Road.
The day I knew I was a real biker was when I switched to Geico Motorcycle Insurance. Because real bikers, well, they know where the savings are. And you know what else makes you a real biker? A sweet tattoo. Check mine out. Just got it yesterday. It says Heal on Wheels. Wait, Heal on Wheels? Oh, man. Well, at least I got the saving money with Geico part, right?
Geico Motorcycle Insurance. See how much you could save.
Let's get down to business. You don't travel too often for work, but when you do, you want to stay where you know you'll be taken care of. That's where Choice Hotels comes in. We have everything you need to keep you on top of your game, like free hot breakfast for that much-needed morning boost, free internet to keep you in touch with home base, and a generous loyalty program so you can earn great rewards. Stay for business at Choice Hotels and book now at choicehotels.com. Great endings begin here. Amenities vary by location.
Follow Dr. Bob on Twitter at drbob.com. Spell out doctor, that's D-O-C-T-O-R, bob.com.
Hey, healthy, happy, welcome back to this hour of the Dr. Bob Martin Show. And if you're just tuning into the program, welcome. Welcome to you. We have a health poll question we'd love to get your opinion of. If you have the opportunity to go over to my website at drbob.com, spell out the word doctor, drbob.com. We found an article that says that apparently they sell ice cream sandwiches at Walmart under their own brand label, and those bad boys don't melt in the sun at 80 degrees for hours and hours and hours, apparently. One woman did an experiment on it. Her son accidentally left it out on the sidewalk, And it didn't melt. She contacted a television company. She thought it was pretty strange, and they did their own experiment. So we want you to answer this question, the health poll question. Would you eat an ice cream sandwich that doesn't melt when exposed to hours of 80-degree sunlight? Yes or no? Please vote at drbob.com. Spell out the word doctor, D-O-C-T-O-R, bob.com. And if you're over on the website, you might as well, if you haven't done so already, like me on Facebook. You can also follow me on Twitter and sign up for a free health newsletter, won't you? All right, let's get back to your calls and questions now. Next up, we say hello to Judy, who's calling from Live Oak, Florida. Welcome to the program, Judy. Hello.
Yes, hello. About 2 years ago, I fell down and broke my hip and spent 2 months in a nursing home. Since that time, I've spent most of my time in a recliner. And just yesterday, I thought, this isn't right. I got to go out and go for a walk. So I went out and I started to walk, and I didn't go very far. And I got kind of scared. I thought, geez, I don't think I'm going to make it back to the house. But I did. I made it back to the house. And so I was so surprised that I can't really walk like I used to because I spent so much time in a recliner. And I had called you before because I've been suffering from lower back pain because of breaking my hip, and you recommended that I see a chiropractor because I had even tried physical therapy, and that wouldn't help. Well, sure enough, I went to the chiropractor, as you suggested, and he was able to make some adjustments, which got rid of the back pain, and he also discovered that my right leg, because of the surgery, was half an inch shorter. So I was wondering, what would you recommend I do to try to get my strength back? Should I just keep on walking, or what would I do about my right leg being a half inch shorter?
So that's, well, your chiropractor can address that by putting a small lift in your shoe. He can measure it, and then he can actually design an orthotic that goes in and out of your shoe that can suffice for the deficiency if there is an anatomical deficiency there. Sometimes, you know, they can reduce that deficiency just by realigning your hip or your knee or something that's causing that leg to be short. But if it's an anatomical shortness, it'll have to be taken care of with a small lift that will go either in and out of your shoe, or you can actually build it into the shoe, some person that does that work. Now, yes, if you're sedentary for a long period of time and suddenly you decide, okay, well, I can't be sedentary, I got to get up and start moving, and you go out and you try to get back into shape, and you're weak, and it doesn't work, and you feel weak, that's a matter of being out of shape. So I think what you should do is note when you start to get the weakness that sets in, and then the next time you walk, go just short of where you noticed it. And after you do that maybe a week or two and you feel good about it, then start increasing your distance or the speed of your walk. And over time, provided that you're properly hydrated, you don't have any other health problems that are of a concern, like you're not, you know, with high blood pressure, you've eaten maybe an hour before you take the walk. We don't want to have a blood sugar involvement there. Usually this will eventually come around and you'll feel better and be able to do it without that sensation. But if it doesn't clear, it's important to go see your doctor to find out if there's something else that's more serious going on that you'd want to know about sooner rather than later. All right, Judy, thank you for your call. I'm glad you took my recommendation and glad you're feeling better there. All right, that leaves another line open for you to call in. The phones have been just smoking hot this morning. If you haven't had an opportunity to get into the show to ask that very important question that you have, now is the best time. There's one line available. Jump on it. Don't get shut out. We're taking questions on the subject of health, open line health questions from headaches to hemorrhoids, aches to shakes, pimples to prostate problems, and all points in between. 1-888-553-7262 is our call-in number. 888-55-DR-BOB. That's DRBOB on your touch-tone phone. 1-888-553-7262. Next up, we say hello to Daryl. And Daryl is calling in from Grand Round, Oregon. Welcome to the program, Daryl. Hello.
Yes. My question is, my wife is on dialysis, and I was wondering if there's anything that could be done to help her kidneys.
Perhaps. How long has she been on dialysis?
Probably 3 to 4 years anyway.
Okay. I have an associate friend, colleague of mine by the name of Dr. Joel Wallach, who has a couple of different doctorate degrees. He is a naturopathic physician. He's also a doctor of veterinarian medicine, which is unique to have those two degrees. He claims he has a protocol to get people off of kidney dialysis. And I've interviewed Dr. Joel Wallach a number of times, and he has brought this up. So when somebody calls into the show and says, I've got dialysis issues, I usually refer to him. Now, if you want to get a hold of him, you want to send me an email, I can track down his contact information, Daryl. So send an email through my website at drbob.com. Spell out the word doctor, D-O-C-T-O-R, bob.com. Send me an email, and in the subject, just put down kidney dialysis, and then I will track that down. In the meantime, though, for your wife, we know that, of course, many of the kidney dialysis patients have blood sugar problems. They have end-stage kidney disease, obviously. That's why they have to go on the dialysis. Something has happened over a long period of time. It's usually chronic. It's usually degenerative. We like to counsel with those folks if there is a possibility that they can get off the dialysis. They've got to modify their behaviors. And usually that involves sometimes, something called bicarbonate that can be used for people who have either failing kidneys or who are already taking, kidney dialysis treatments. And you got to be very careful here. And it has to be directed by somebody who knows what they're doing. But in the minimum, we know that people who have or are on dialysis are deficient in nitric oxide. I guarantee, this is almost a guarantee, that your wife is deficient in nitric oxide, a molecule that we make within the endothelium of the blood vessels of our body or arteries. A very prominent PhD at a teaching hospital who's a world authority on nitric oxide has taught me this. And they've measured nitric oxide output. And nitric oxide is something that helps improve circulation. And as that endothelium starts to fail, it does not produce enough nitric oxide, which is involved in many, many diseases. One of the things that this particular doctor found out was that kidney dialysis patients literally have no nitric oxide, and they benefit through nitric oxide supplementation. And you can take it in a lozenge form in a supplement called CIRC for circulation, O2 for oxygen. Also, kidney dialysis patients are deficient in essential fatty acids, EFAs, like the omega-3. We love Nordic Naturals Ultimate Omega. And we find kidney dialysis patients are toxic. They have heavy metal poisoning, sometimes lead, mercury, aluminum, need to be tested through hair analysis. Good folks over at Nutritional Testing Services can help you there. All right, Daryl, thank you for your phone call. Appreciate it. We're coming right back, folks. Stay with us. You're listening to the Dr. Bob Martin Show.
Tomcat kills up to 12 mice per bait block, faster than decon. What will we do with all of these dead mice? Tomcat presents Dead Mouse Theater, and the critics are raving. They solved my mouse problem and renewed my faith in theater. I like my mice dead, but dead mice that can act are even better. Tomcat got the mice out of my walls, onto the stage, and into my heart. Dead Mouse Theater, open to the public this fall at Tomcat.com. Tomcat, engineered to kill. One ounce bait block based on no choice lab tests. Time for lethal dose to death.
It's time to earn your MBA at DeVry University's Keller Graduate School of Management. Keller professors share real-world experience so students graduate ready to advance in their careers. Get started with our merit-based Career Catalyst Scholarship with up to $8,000 for new students who qualify. Classes start October 27th. Full details at keller.edu/scholarships. For students who qualify and start by November 2014, subject to approval and availability of funds, DeVry University is authorized for operation by the TAGC, certified to operate by CHEV. In New York, DeVry University operates as DeVry College of New York.
Tomcat kills up to 12 mice per bait block, faster than decon. What will we do with all of these dead mice? Tomcat presents Dead Mouse Theater, and the critics are raving. They solved my mouse problem and renewed my faith in theater. I like my mice dead, but dead mice that can act are even better. Tomcat got the mice out of my walls, onto the stage, and into my heart. Dead Mouse Theater, open to the public this fall at Tomcat.com. Tomcat, engineered to kill. One ounce bait block based on no choice lab tests. Time for lethal dose today.
Today, few Americans remember the daring raid of the Doolittle Raiders after Japan's bombing of Pearl Harbor.
In today's vernacular, you'd call it a mission impossible. An Army bomber, fully loaded, take off from an aircraft carrier, a 350-foot deck? No, it couldn't be done. The Japanese didn't think so either.
At the American Veterans Center, we preserve and protect our veterans' legacy, but it's up to you to keep it alive. To hear more about the Doolittle Raiders and our nation's unsung heroes, go to AmericanVeteranCenter.org. That's AmericanVeteranCenter.org.
Suffering from allergy congestion?
I was so stuffed up at the fall festival. I couldn't smell the apple cider or enjoy the hayride. Then I tried Allegra D.
Allegra D decongests and depressurizes with a fast, non-drowsy antihistamine plus a powerful decongestant. It starts working in 1 hour and lasts for 24 hours of congestion-free breathing.
Now, fall is truly breathtaking again.
Allegra D. Defense against allergy congestion.
Look for Allegra D at the pharmacy counter. Use only as directed. Visit Allegra.com.
Hi, I'm Sam Nussbaum, WellPoint's Chief Medical Officer. We proudly support the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together to provide children with a healthier start in life. Visit marchofdimes.org.
Everybody say this with me. We ain't taking no mess. You're gonna have to kick them out, kick them out, kick them out, kick them out.
This half hour of the Dr. Bob Martin Show is sponsored by Nutritional Testing Services. You can order at-home tests for mineral deficiency, toxic metals, saliva hormone tests, digestive tests, thyroid tests, and more by calling 1-800-606-8822. That's 1-800-606-8822.
Enjoying the life of the tree, let them tell you how. Living life verbally, and that's the only way to go. And we gonna show you how on the Dr. Bob Show.
This is a place where people tune into a radio talk show to become independently healthy. And when you're independently healthy, you're independently wealthy. When you're not independently healthy, you are broke. You are bankrupt. What do you want to be? How do you want to feel? And when do you want to start feeling that way? Well, I'm here for you. If you've got a health concern, some type of health issue, you can call into this radio show right now, no matter where you are in the U.S., toll free, and ask your question or make your health comment at 1-888-553-7262, 888-55-DR-BOB. Taking questions on the subject of health, from erectile dysfunction to eczema, gingivitis to gallbladder problems, arthritis to anxiety, heartburn to hemorrhoids, and all points in between. 1-888-553-7262 or 888-55-DR-BOB. Now, coming up, I'm going to tell you why there is an association between junk food, eating junk food, and destroying your sense of smell. That's what scientists are warning. We'll get to that in just a minute, and also back to your phone calls and questions as well. But first this, forget the nearest bathroom and waking up at night and say goodbye to never quite feeling relieved, gentlemen. Anybody, any man out there who has a prostate gland ought to be tuned in to what I'm saying and honed in on my message here, because you can join the PT9 revolution. PT9 is a product for prostate health. Join the PT9 revolution and experience this incredible, all-natural prostate health formula that is bringing relief to hundreds of thousands of aging men every single day and night. Here's what Larry from the state of Oregon says, who already is building his supply of PT9, and I quote, "I'm on my second order now. My flow has improved and urgency decreased. Sleeping through the night is just as promised, essentially uninterrupted. My energy level and libido have also improved greatly. Thank you to the folks over at Chamonix for PT9. By the way, PT9 was formulated by a pharmacist who knew what he was doing. PT9 with all the benefits, healthy prostate, normal flow, and healthy testosterone levels naturally. This is the product that you'll need if you have a prostate gland. And ladies out there, maybe you are concerned about it for your man who's waking you up all night long to relieve themselves all night long. That's not normal. Try PT9 and experience relief for yourself or you get your money back. It's guaranteed to work. Call now and also receive a bonus gift of Heart Factors Plus. That's a cardiovascular formula free for trying PT9 today. Here's the toll-free number to order PT9, 800-317-9863. 800-317-9863. If you want a healthy prostate gland, 800-317-9863 for PT9. All right, let's get back to your telephone calls and questions now. Open line health questions, health concerns, health quagmires. I'm here for you. Tell Dr. Bob where it hurts at 1-888-553-7262 or 888-55-DR-BOB. Next up is Dave, who's calling in from Los Angeles, California. Welcome to the program, Dave. Hello.
Yeah, hi, doctor. I take corticosteroids for COPD. And one of the side effects I'm wondering is I get these curd-like rectangles on the inner part of my lower lip. Mm-hmm. And I was wondering if that is a, common side effect with this steroid inhaler that I've been using.
It probably is because, the inside of your buccal tissue, your lip tissue is being exposed to the steroids. So we see... when people use inhalant drugs, they can build up a fur type substance within their esophagus, within their breathing tube, within their lungs. So it goes without saying this is probably it. Have you ever considered using something to help you breathe better internally? I'm aware of, and this is not a replacement, by the way, for your steroids, which are life-saving in nature when somebody has chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, secondary usually to smoking cigarettes, which is how you most likely got your COPD. There is a formula, Dave, that I'm familiar with called AirAid, AirAide. There's also a formula called Lung Factors, or LNG for short, under Michael's Naturopathic Programs in the health food stores. It's called LNG, short for Lung Factors, under the brand label Michael's Naturopathic Programs. And if you take, Michael is a naturopathic doctor, if you take this formula that he put together for people with lung problems like asthma or COPD, emphysema, bronchitis, chronic bronchitis, it gives your body the herbs and the nutrients that your body needs to help breathing in general. It's not going to cure your COPD because once you lose lung tissue with COPD caused by smoking, there's no way to get that lung back once it's destroyed. But what you have to do, Dave, is save the tissue you have and help the lung tissue that you still have function efficiently as possible so that there's a proper exchange of oxygen and so forth in your lungs. So using...
Yeah, do that. Now, did you say that those rectangles on the lower part, is that a common side effect?
I don't think it's common. I don't think it's common, Dave, but I think it's possible. And the best person to ask that question to, well, there's two. One, to a pharmacist who's more familiar with that and talks to a lot of the people who step up to the counter that may have that same problem. But think about it. Steroid drugs are, some of the most amazing drugs on the planet if you need them, but they can also, over time, destroy your health. They can cause cataracts, suppression of your immune system, cause your bones to leak out, osteoporosis. A lot of people develop these super infections. They go blind. I mean, it is a drug that if you're on it long enough, it'll kill you if you take it in sufficient quantities. So if it can do that, why wouldn't it cause some type of little lesion inside your lip? It's most likely that it does. that problem, if that problem came about after you started using the steroids for a period of time, it most likely is. Because maybe what the steroid is doing is depleting you of certain nutrients. And therefore, the nutrient depletion, this particular condition that you have, is secondary to that nutrient depletion. Or it's the outright exposure to that steroid in the buccal area that's causing it. Maybe ask your dentist. That might be another doctor to tap to see. And if you have this going on with your lip, you should see a dentist anyway to see if that's more serious and needs to be looked at by someone else. All right, Dave, thank you for listening to us there in Los Angeles on our affiliate out of San Diego, KCBQ, Salem. All right. Our number here into the program, if you want to call into the show with your health question or comment, you can. Our number into the program is 1-888-553-7262-888-55-DR-BOB. We'll be back with more calls and questions after this. Stay with us. It may come as a surprise to learn that virtually all people have some degree of cataract formation in one or both eyes by age 40. Fact is, cataract is a leading cause of blindness in the United States. But here's the good news. Thanks to medical research, there now exists a way to help prevent cataracts from forming and reverse it in some people who already have it with a revolutionary, safe, and effective all-natural eye drop formulation called CanSee. CanSee eye drops contain a special nutrient called N-acetylcarnosine, which was discovered to be depleted in the eyes of cataract sufferers. CanSee has also been found to help glaucoma, floaters, dry eyes, and retinal problems. Think about how important your sight is now and will be in the future. Then decide to protect your precious vision with CanSee eye drops. I personally use CanSee eye drops, and you should too. Call 800-861-4936. 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936 or wisechoicemedicine.com.
Why do I use the Spry Dental Defense System? Because it tastes great.
Because fillings are ugly.
There are a lot of reasons to use the Spry Dental Defense System. A complete line of oral care products such as toothpaste, mouthwash, gum, mints, and more, made with 100% xylitol. But the best reason is because it works. And because it's all natural, Spry is 100% safe for kids. There are even Spry products developed especially for your children and toddlers.
Because my dental hygienist told me to.
Because it's all natural.
So ask for Spry by name whenever you buy toothpaste, mouthwash, gum, mints, or anything else for your mouth. And make sure you're receiving all the benefits of 100% xylitol products.
Because I want a great smile, duh. Why do I use Spry? Because it works?
The Spry Dental Defense System. Great taste, less fillings. For information or to purchase Spry, visit SpryDental.com.
Available at Whole Foods, Vitamin Shoppe, and other fine natural products retailers.
Did you know that doctors recommend omega-3 essential fatty acids for kids and grown-ups alike? Nordic Naturals, the number one fish oil in the U.S., offers omega-3s for everyone. In fact, Nordic Naturals has one of the largest product portfolios in the world. Our best-selling Ultimate Omega is available in soft gels or liquid, both with a light, clean lemon flavor and no fishy aftertaste. This concentrated formula has been clinically shown to support heart health. For children, kids everywhere love Nordic Naturals Children's DHA, offered in great-tasting strawberry liquid or chewable soft gels. New Omega Boost is a creamy, delicious formulation of omega-3s. With its great mango taste and velvety smooth texture, Nordic Naturals Omega Boost is a great choice for the whole family. Nordic Naturals carefully manages every step of production of our omega-3 fish oils from boat to bottle, so you can count on Nordic Naturals to be exceptionally pure, fresh, and effective. Nordic Naturals for kids and grown-ups alike. Available at natural products retailers or online at nordicnaturals.com.
Check out Dr. Bob's website. Listen to the show live online. Hear past shows. Read breaking health news and more at drbob.com. Spell out doctor. That's DOCTOR Bob.com.
Taking questions on the subject of health, and you're invited to call in with your health question or your comment at 1-888-553-7262-888-55-DR-BOB. All right, next up, we say hello to Beverly, who's calling in from Bend, Oregon. Welcome to the program, Beverly. Hello.
Hello. Who am I talking to?
It's Dr. Bob.
Oh, wonderful. Oh, God bless you. I have a meningioma, which is a brain mass, and to operate or not to operate, either way, it's sort of a horrendous outcome.
Well, yeah, there's risks associated with just careful, waitful watching, we call it, because sometimes that happens and they just stop growing and they don't cause any problems because you're talking about brain surgery. But on the other hand, you know, you remember, I don't know if you remember this, Mary Tyler Moore had a meningioma as well, and she had surgery. I don't know if you know that.
Yeah, I'm 87 years old.
Yeah, that's the challenge. She's also had a number of very bad facelifts, I might add, too, but that's a whole nother game. But meningioma, once you have a proliferation of the meninges, the wrap around the brain, and it starts to proliferate, you know, how is it affecting you? You know, you have to ask the question, how is it impacting your function?
Occasional memory lapses.
Yeah, but that may not have anything to do with it. How do they associate that with it? Everybody in your age bracket is going to have some memory lapses. I mean, come on now.
A few TIAs.
That's a different story.
Okay.
So you're going to have to weigh this up. This is a tough call here, Beverly.
I know.
To say, well, do I roll the dice and let a man... who's capable, or a woman, capable, a surgeon who I'm sure is very good with their hands, very skillful, very trained, do I allow them to risk my life under brain surgery at my age?
Uh-huh.
Or do I take the risk, roll the dice, with the hope that the quality of my life is better on the other side of it? I can tell you what I'd do, and I would, if in doubt, don't. That's where I'd go with it, because you don't know if the TIAs are caused by this either.
You would do what?
I would do nothing.
That's exactly where I am.
Well, I don't want look, don't do what I do though. I want you to make that decision on your own, and I'm glad you're performing some due diligence here, Beverly, because most people will just, you know, they'll make a fatal error, figuratively speaking, and they'll say, oh, yeah, I'll have God, I mean my doctor, operate on me, and, I'm sure I'll be fine. And meanwhile, they stroke out during the surgery, or they have, you know, some, they don't make it, or they have some major thing, and they said, well, I was better off before the surgery. Now look at me. Now look at the quality of my life. Too late. So, Beverly, you are a wise lady to call into this radio show, but I want you to continue to ask questions. Don't take my biased opinion, because I'm very biased in this category. There are some excellent brain surgeons out there who do terrific work and help a lot of people, but this may not be one of them.
One more question. Is there any way to get rid of the swelling around the meningioma?
Probably not, because that's taking up space. It's a foreign agent. You might... look into the following. It's the only game in town for this. Hyperbaric oxygen therapy. Hyperbaric,
yeah.
B-A-R-I-C, oxygen therapy. It's where people sit in these big tanks. It's the tanks that they put people in that have had bad burns,
uh-huh,
or a diving injury where they got the bends or the bubbles, the nitrogen bubbles. So they have these freestanding hyperbaric oxygen therapy centers or clinics that people go into that have brain challenges, because putting oxygen into your body with any kind of a brain problem is usually a good idea, whether it be a meningioma, TIA, which you say you've had, a transient ischemic attack, which means oxygen could help you. Antioxidants are probably something that could really help you as well as increasing your vegetables, because increasing antioxidants reduces the risk of the future TIA. So you might look into someone in your area that provides hyperbaric oxygen therapy and go with that and see how you do after about 20 sessions of that. And then you make the call. All right, I appreciate your phone call. Next up, we say hello to Karen, who's calling in from San Diego, California, KCBQ. Welcome to the program, Karen. Hello.
Yes, hello, Dr. Bob. We enjoy listening to your show every week. After having that call, I don't know what you're going to think of mine, because mine is a little bit similar, but my husband and I were celebrating our 21st wedding anniversary. My husband had a seizure, rushed to the hospital, had surgery, found out he has GBM4, which is brain cancer, and now told... well, I don't want to discuss the time frame, but told we need to start chemo and radiation next week. And
okay.
The research and information on this is not too helpful, and we've gone to cancer.org and made donations and then told even a billionaire like Ted Kennedy, you know, had trouble struggling with this form of cancer.
Well, that's because Ted Kennedy didn't have any exposure to advanced alternative medical care either. He went orthodox, as did many others. I would suggest you give the doctors over, the physicians over at Sunridge Medical Center a call and see what they have to say. They have something very different to say about this. Their number is 800-923-7404. 1-800-923-7404. They treat brain cancer patients too. Or sunridgemedical.com. Sunridgemedical.com, Karen. I wish you and your family well. Thank you for your call, Karen. We'll be right back. I'm Dr. Bob Martin.
Aloha, this is Dr. Patricia Bragg. When it comes to the best, healthiest, and most delicious herbal seasonings, don't forget to stock your kitchen with Bragg Sprinkle and Bragg Organic Sea Kelp Delight. They're all natural herbal seasonings. Both of these flavorful, low-sodium seasonings contain 24 herbs and spices that my dad first put out in 1931. And they are now available, and they're perfect for adding flavor to your favorite salads, soups, veggies, tofu, and even popcorn. Look for the Bragg Sprinkle, 24 herbs and spices seasoning, and the Bragg Organic Sea Kelp Delight seasoning at your favorite health and natural food store. This is Dr. Patricia Bragg wishing you the best of health.
Today, few Americans remember the daring raid of the Doolittle Raiders after Japan's bombing of Pearl Harbor.
In today's vernacular, you'd call it a mission impossible. An Army bomber fully loaded take off from an aircraft carrier, a 350-foot deck? No, it couldn't be done. The Japanese didn't think so either.
At the American Veterans Center, we preserve and protect our veterans' legacy, but it's up to you to keep it alive. To hear more about the Doolittle Raiders and our nation's unsung heroes, go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
A world without breast cancer is a world with more birthdays. And by signing up for the Making Strides Against Breast Cancer Walk, you will help us get there faster. Because you're helping the American Cancer Society make the greatest impact and save more lives in more communities through groundbreaking research and access to screenings for women who need them.
Walk in Making Strides Against Breast Cancer, because you can help us finish the fight. Sign up today at MakingStridesWalk.org.
Fall marks the start of pumpkin pie spice season. From lattes to Greek yogurt, almost everything is flavored with pumpkin pie spice. Chef Kevin Vetter of McCormick tells us what authentic pumpkin pie spice actually is and gives us ideas for how to enjoy it in everyday foods.
Pumpkin pie spice is a simple blend of your favorite fall flavors: cinnamon, nutmeg, ginger, and allspice. You probably have it in your kitchen for that once-a-year pumpkin pie recipe, but it actually works in a variety of dishes from sweet to savory. For breakfast, sprinkle it on oatmeal or stir it into pancake batter. Mix it with cream cheese for a tasty spread, or add it to fresh coffee grinds to make pumpkin spice coffee and save a few dollars. Try it in autumn baking recipes that call for cinnamon, from apple crisp to muffins, cookies, and cakes. You can even add it to savory fall dinners. It's a great complement to butternut squash or roasted vegetables. You can even make a pumpkin fettuccine using canned pumpkin, bacon, and pumpkin pie spice.
For more pumpkin pie spice recipes, visit McCormick.com.
Here's your prescription. Follow Dr. Bob Martin on Facebook. Friend him today at drbob.com. Spell out doctor, that's D-O-C-T-O-R, bob.com.
Now let me reaffirm what I was just discussing with the previous caller, my recommendation for her husband, who was recently diagnosed with brain cancer, that she not simply look at conventional medical care by itself, because that may be necessary. There may be some type of tomotherapy or something that is beneficial. But, you know, how do you poison yourself back to health? How do you radiate yourself back to health? We know the radiation, and chemotherapy both cause cancer. Both of them cause cancer. What you have to do sometimes is a combo of things. Cut, burn, and poison along with support. And that support comes through the physicians who see all those cancer patients who are struggling at Sunridge Medical Center, offering them advanced alternative medical treatments for cancer, of all kinds of different cancers, for autoimmune diseases, chronic fatigue syndrome, Lyme disease, difficult conditions which are not really responsive to medical care. Call them up, see what they have to offer at 800-923-7404, 800-923-7404. Talk to them or go online. Look at what they do. Read some of the testimonials of patients who have these diseases who have gotten better through their care at sunridgemedical.com, sunridgemedical.com. Back to the phones again. Next, we say hello to Rick, also calling from Southern California. Welcome to the program, Rick. Hello.
Hello, Dr. Bob.
Yes,
how
Rick,
you doing
go
today?
Right ahead. I'm well, thank you. What can I do for you?
Well, I have an erectile dysfunction, and last night I took a Ambien CR for sleep, and then I was woke up by my wife, and then I went ahead and took a Levitra 20 milligrams, and it seemed like the Levitra didn't do anything. And are these two drugs kind of counteract against each other?
Yeah, it's like having one foot on the brake and one on the gas pedal, Rick. What are you doing over there?
I'm sorry, what was your question?
No, I didn't have the question. You asked me a question. Would Ambien and Levitra, would they counteract one another? Would there be a drug-to-drug interaction? And the answer is yes. It's like having in your car, putting one foot on your brake and one on your gas pedal.
Okay.
Same time. And you know what happens there? You smoke your tires. You spin. You go nowhere. And so you go nowhere. My suggestion is that, one, you start exercising more, because we know that men who have erectile dysfunction are more sedentary. Don't smoke cigarettes. Don't drink excessive alcohol. Eat well. Lower your stress. Try some natural things like vitamin E. There's also ginseng works very well for erectile dysfunction. And if you don't have high blood pressure, we love Yohimbe. That works well. And you give one of these different things maybe a couple weeks try and move on to the next one if it's not working. Horny goat weed's another one. There's lots of options here, my friend. And what you're doing right now is a recipe to disaster. Rick, I thank you for your phone call. Stay tuned. The next hour of the Dr. Bob Martin Show is straight ahead. We'll be right back. Stay close for another dose of extreme wellness.